Panthers, this is Ava Pitts
and Maribel May,
here with the Panther Podcast for the Peace and Social Justice Week issue.
On this episode, we will be discussing fast fashion and how it affects our world.
What is fast fashion anyways? Fast fashion is defined as a design, manufacturing, and marketing method focused on rapidly producing high volumes of clothing, frequently at a cheap price. The rise of fast fashion has occurred over the past few years. It became even more recently popular due to social media and TikTok.
One thing that made fast fashion particularly popular were hauls given on TikTok by popular creators. This then influenced others to go to that website and purchase similar items.
I spent a lot of money on Shein, so let me show you what I got.
This clip from TikTok is from a video of a woman who ordered around 40 items of clothing for her 9-month-old daughter. She ended up spending just over $120 because she ordered from Shein, which is a company that is a big contributor to the fast fashion crisis. These types of videos are posted daily on TikTok and encourage others to shop cheap instead of sustainable.
Brands such as Shein and Zara mass produce clothing every day. According to an investigation by Rest of World, Shein added between 2,000 and 10,000 individual clothing pieces to its website each day. Zara in particular gives their designers only 1 week to design, create, and advertise a piece of clothing before it hits stores.
For context, clothing brands typically take around 6 months or more to create apparel.
Shein rose to popularity in 2020 during the pandemic. On TikTok, people would create videos doing massive hauls, sometimes totaling up to 50 to 100 pieces of clothing for less than $200. This is the very reason why Shein is now the world's most popular fashion brand. By being able to easily purchase clothes in bulk, it becomes easy for anyone to hop on any trend.
But at what price?
Almost all fast fashion factory workers work in horrible conditions in sweatshops, but most are also illegally working underage.
Child labor in the fashion industry has been an ongoing problem. The incredibly cheap prices of clothing items from fast fashion brands causes the companies to search for the cheapest labor possible. This is often found in third world countries such as Bangladesh and India, where young children are put to work. In June of 2022, a video on TikTok went viral showing a tag on a piece of clothing that allegedly had "Need Your Help" written on it. Shein denied the statements by saying it was intentionally put there to remind customers to take care of their clothing pieces, even though this was not found on any other item. In the documentary, Inside the Shein with Shein, it was found that factory workers working for Shein were forced to work 17-hour shifts, only paid $20 a day, which would then be docked to $14 a day if any mistakes were made. These labor conditions are completely unsustainable and an inhumane way to source clothing.
This next segment is me and Ava talking casually about how we as teenagers contribute to this issue.
I mean, like, as we're recording right now, I'm wearing a pair of Zara jeans I got last year. And it just shows that we're all guilty of purchasing from fast fashion because it's become ultimately inevitable in a world where everything is so expensive except for these bad brands like Shein, H&M, Zara, Urban Outfitters. I mean, it seems like every brand is fast fashion now.
Yeah, in most teenage girls' worlds, it is, because instead of purchasing a $200 shirt from Reformation, which has good ethics and proper sustainability, you can get maybe 50 tops on Shein that look the exact same.
Yeah.
And it just shows how the fashion world has been affected by consumerism.
Yeah, it's overconsumption, and it's become like a mindset, and it's
just become part of our society. And it's really hard to step back from that because it's just everything. It seems like it's unethically sourced or made these days. And it's so easy to see something on an ad or on social media or on even like a more expensive website like Reformation. Go to Shein, search the keywords like pink top and find it within a second for a quarter of the price.
Yes, exactly. Why would I buy a $150 shirt from Hello Molly when I could buy a $5 shirt from Shein?
Yeah. And we're honestly hesitant to choose fast fashion as a podcast topic because we know we're guilty of shopping from fast fashion. I mean, everybody is, like we said earlier.
It's inevitable at this point.
And it's honestly, like, we are hesitant because we knew we were guilty. We were new telling people in a podcast, do not shop from fast fashion is just hypocritical. But researching this, it just shows you how when you buy a shirt, you can look at it and you realize the inhumane working conditions that went into it, the environmental effects that shirt caused. And also there's another problem with Shein, and it's copyright infringement, stealing smaller companies or more expensive companies' designs.
Yeah, for an example, in 2021, Bailey Pedro accused Shein of stealing 45 of their designs in one day. They wrote on their Instagram, "It seems like fast fashion companies have no consequences. All I can do to hope is to inform people and continue to think about where our clothes are from." This is a significant problem because as teenagers, we have no choice because all of our favorite brands are fast fashion, and no teenager has the money to go buy sustainable clothing. The real problem is needing cheap, sustainable clothing, which is practically impossible.
Yeah, and it seems like the bad news about Shein just never ends at this point.
So what happens next? How do we create change? As we previously discussed, it is almost impossible to not purchase fast fashion clothing as teenagers. One impact we can make is to be aware. Bringing awareness to this issue can motivate teens to become more aware of how they purchase. Ava and I are trying to become more socially aware as we buy clothing. One useful way we are challenging ourselves to do this is by shopping in thrift stores more often and sharing clothes. We hope this podcast challenges you to think before you make your next clothing purchase. This wraps up this month's podcast on fast fashion.
Tune in next month to find out what we will be discussing next.
Have a great month, Panthers!